Yep.
Okay, so that's the end of the press conference. I think you got everything from Nashi, right?
Sure.
Good play.
Okay, let's start. Mitch, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, sounds good. Martin, you guys were able to roll up the same 11 today. Jeremy, Mo, Johnny back off the
recording match. In progress.
You mentioned that during the pre-match press conference, but how important is that to the squad's success? Is that ability to, you know, have that continuity in the side?
Yeah, I think continuity helps. Although I don't think we played as well today as we did last week for many reasons. A lot to do with the way they played, to be fair. But we did create chances. Could have probably scored a couple more. But so could have they. So I think we rode our luck a little bit at times, but we also didn't take the chances to put the game away. So, but it's definitely nice to be able to start the same team twice in a row. I'm not going to be able to do that Wednesday, but yeah, I think it was one of the first times I've been able to do it. So with the performance that the guys put in, I, you know, it was the thing to do, I think, to put the same team out again.
And you mentioned, you know, those chances you created against Halifax again this week. You guys have been able to be really vertical and get forward from front to back very quickly. Yeah. How important is that to your side, and especially with the weapons you guys have up top?
Yeah, I think that is important. You can create some easy chances that way. I think the next stage for us is figuring when to keep it and when to go. I think we're go, a little bit too much for my liking. And we've talked about it, we've worked on it, but it's going to take time to settle in. You can't just go every time, otherwise the game gets a bit of a track meet and then you tire out like we did at the end when they have a lot of possession. So we got to find a nice balance to it where we still create the chances, but we find the moments to keep it when it's not on to go.
Is this sort of strong defensive play, maybe a bit less possession heavy, what you want your system to be, or do you prefer the goals flowing like last week in Halifax?
I'd like a happy medium, to be honest. You know, I thought last week we were good. I'd like to have a little bit more possession and control on the game. I thought we had it last week without the ball. This week without the ball, I don't think we felt in control. Calgary did a lot of things to had some good movements, some good runs in behind. They got into some good areas, and you know, but to be fair, our guys battled hard and went the extra mile to keep the clean sheet.
And Ricci and Baia been excellent on the wings. I think I noticed on the left wing it was definitely a bit crowded there on that part of the touchline. Was that an especially big part of your system today, or was it just sort of the player's choice?
A little bit. But those are areas we felt we could exploit, especially down there left. Because they have two really good but attack-minded fullbacks. So we're looking at, can we exploit the space in behind them? And we did it at times. Maybe we could have done it a bit more. But, yeah, I think that's an area for us that we pinpointed with Ricci's pace and that we could get in behind them in that area.
Any other questions in the room for the gaffer before we jump to Zoom pop?
I guess, like, we've seen you have a strong starting 11, but to have a full bench, too, I guess how much better did that feel today that you could just draw on, like, six or seven really strong guys?
Yeah, I mean, it was great, you know, to be able to bring guys in that were bring quality in, you know. So start with quality and be able to bring quality in is a great recipe, right? So I think it was great for us. I even didn't even get Mikey Petrasso on the pitch, who's – you know, a brilliant player in his own right. So, yeah, it was kind of embarrassment of riches coming off the bench, and hopefully I can keep it that way.
How impressed were you with that opening 30 minutes? I know towards the end of the first half, it was probably a little bit tough, and, you know, at times maybe they could have sneaked in, but for that opening 30 minutes, it looked very solid.
Yeah, I thought we had a good start, good opening 30. I thought we had a very poor last 15, and they had three or four chances at the end of the half. I thought we got a bit sloppy in possession, a bit unorganized, and there's a few things that we cleaned up to come out in the second half. And I thought we started the second half well, had a chance pretty quick. Yeah, there was a lot of good things in the match, and the fight and the will to win, but still, I think, tactically, there's some things in possession, especially, that we got away from. So there's always stuff to work on. It's early in the season, but it's a massive 3 points for us at this stage.
When you came to the club, we never secured a single victory against Calgary. Since you arrived, you beat them 3 times. What do you think is the magic formula there? Maybe some intel that you've gathered over the period of time?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot about them, obviously, and a lot of their players, but, you know, I thought today, you know, we rode our luck, like I said, at times. They had a lot of possession, a lot of chances, but, you know, we held firm. But we had a couple good performances against them last year where we, you know, we were probably the better side. So, you know, we were a little lucky today at moments, but, you know, the fight and the desire that the players played with is what we need sometimes to win points. You can't always be at your best, but when you're not at your best, can you still win? And I think that was a bit of the case today.
Just before we jump to Zoom, a word on Clem, particularly at the end. I don't know where he got that energy from, being 2-3 players going slalom. That's exactly what you want when you want to camp out in the player corner flag. First goal for your club, so it must be a nice moment for him.
Yeah, I mean, he's been brilliant for us. It was nice for him to get his first goal for us. He's very talented. He's direct, pacey. I think he's a cracking player, and he's just gonna, with the more and more minutes he gets, the better he's gonna be. So it's great to see him flying and playing well.
Right, Lucien, I know Martin. You've got a few questions for the guy.
Congratulations, Martin, for the win.
Thank you.
What do you expect this victory to do to the team going forward, and with Wednesday's trip to Hamilton in mind?
You know, I just think it's just another confidence boost for the group. You know, like I say, when you don't play your best and you can get 3 points, it's big. So I think we can take something from that, and something from the fact if you put the work and the effort in, you can win games in this league. So I think that's a bare minimum for us. If we can put that effort that we did the last two games in, we'll win a lot of games. And we're a team that is very talented at We need that minimum effort, the level that we've showed the last two games, and if we do that, I think we could go on a run.
And what went into the decision to maintain the same starting 11? Was it a sort of a reward package for the efforts and desire they put in Halifax, or it was just a matter of the opponent and how they were able to control the Caps?
I mean, there's many things that went into it. I thought the way the guys played, it may be a bit of a reward. You know, they earned the right to play again. I thought that with the pieces we had, we could cause them problems, which we did. So, you know, it's going to there'll be changes, obviously, for Wednesday coming to a game so quick. And we have a lot of quality that was on the bench, and some of those guys will get a chance to show what they can do. And you want that competition for places in your group. And we've not really had that yet this year. So, you know, maybe it could be a wake-up call for some guys. You need to be on it and play well every time you get the chance to play.
And any updates from, you know, the medical team on Bowdy's shoulder injury? Looks like he came off worse in that when he went in for that sliding tackle. You have anything on him?
Yeah, it's just a shoulder issue, so it's fine now. He might need rest for 10 days or so.
Okay, that's all from my end.
Okay.
Thank you, Wim-Wom.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Congratulations and good luck.
Thanks, buddy. See you there or no?
Nope.
A week? Can't get there.
Recording stopped.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay.